that are becoming a partner with us as day after day we're confronting the deepest issues that touch America's heart and home from God's eternal perspective. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Don't delay, friend. The other guy's not doing it. And let's pray for this debacle that is unfolding before us. God bless you and be a blessing and stand firm. Having done all to stand, stand.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Russ Dizdar, who we've had on before many times, talking about the spiritual battle, which is the basis of the political and cultural and ideological battle that most people talk about. And yet, of course, what the real problem facing America, the world today, is the spiritual battle. Hi, Russ. How are you doing tonight?
Doing very good, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you again. And it was great to see you at Peak and Peak, but glad to be here tonight.
Well, we certainly, this was at Colorado Springs when we were speaking there and Russ was there. I've got a chance to meet him. He's much younger than I anticipated. But, of course, he certainly is a very forceful voice in this whole spiritual battle, trying to get people to understand that if we look at everything from a political or ideological point of view, so many things just don't make sense. Once you understand their powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, everything begins to make sense, and we begin to see that we're living in a prophetic time, and we're actually seeing prophecy unfolding before our very eyes. Certainly, we're told in Isaiah 17 about the destruction of Damascus. Damascus has been there well over 3,000 years. It's never been destroyed. It's parts of it, large segments of the suburbs have been destroyed. And I think, I can't say for certain, but I certainly suspect that before the current conflict is over, Damascus will be in ruins, just as we were told thousands of years ago. But Russ, you pick up the story, your view of what's going on today.
Sure. Thank you. We agree with you there. I mean, this is amazing in the Middle East, what's happening and the volatile nature of that Middle East and how much more is going to happen there and prophecies. We have 1,000 prophecies in Scripture, probably over 500 fulfilled and another close to that yet to be. And again, with the accuracy that we see from the hand of God, so many things that have been fulfilled and are being fulfilled and just pointing to that Middle East. But it all comes back to that spiritual warfare, Dr. Stan, that you talked about. It all begins with that, the fall of the human race and what we're going through now. And I was talking with some friends earlier today and mentioned to them that if we just look at the world right now, shooting at the Capitol Hill today, the shooter in the Navy Yard, the volatile nature of the Middle East, the cultural decline, and we look at tens of thousands of people experiencing spiritual visitations, some call sleep paralysis, just the moral decadence, all the things that are happening. If we just sat back and thought of it in physical terms, it really seems like a crazy world. We don't understand it. We don't know why it's going. People are praying for, hoping that there's some kind of hope out there. But there's a spiritual battle. There's agenda. We know about the dark side. We know about demonic presence. But Satan is real. That dark side is real. The Bible unveils not only his presence, but how he works, his methods. But the biggest thing to understand is the agenda. There is a global agenda of the dark side. And this is now being played out, that there's going to be this development of chaos and anarchy and destabilization with the ultimate goal of bringing in this final demonically, satanically inspired political, economic, military system. And we're very close to all of that breaking out, I think. And I think that that's when we look at biblical prophecy, we can see what Jesus said about the end of days, what biblical prophecy in Daniel says.
And I think people have to understand there's all sorts of violence and murders and, I mean, genocide going on in Africa. But our attention is still primarily focused on the area around Israel, around the Holy Land. Why? Because that is where the center of history is, according to God's plan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Russ Dizdar. He's just back from Germany, taking a trip over there as they analyzed, certainly went through the Nazi movement. Now, the Nazi movement was a very successful movement. It was a spiritual movement aimed at bringing about a thousand-year Reich, and there were a lot of people who were just taken in by this. Germany was going to change the world. Satan really was going to reform the world. There was going to be this super race of people. They were going to do away with the Jews and basically Chris, in their process of doing away with the Jews, why they were instrumental in helping to establish this the Jewish homeland, which had been prophesied 2,000 years ago. And then, of course, they go to Auschwitz. There were so many Jews were killed, and this was simply one of the centers. I mean, I've heard all the arguments, oh, well, maybe they only killed a half a million Jews or three quarters of a million Jews. Basically, I've talked to John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. He talked about the 2 million Jews who were actually killed in Belarus. 2 million Jews. You never heard about that. And basically, because so much of what happened there, I talked to John. I said, do you really think they really killed six million Jews? He said, look, I think they killed a lot more than that. I think that's a low number. People have a difficult time understanding the horror that existed under Adolf Hitler, but even a harder time understanding the spirits of forces that energized the Nazi movement, or the fact that certainly the vast majority of the Nazi war criminals escaped to South America in something called the Rat Line, R-A-T. The Rat Line, you can read about it on the internet, and certainly all the evidence is that Adolf Hitler escaped as well. And most of what we think we know about that era isn't true. Why? Because our reality is shaped by those who control the media and largely determine what we think and believe. That's why we need to break free and be able to think independently and understand the spiritual forces that energize the Nazi movement. And those same forces are at work in America today. Come right ahead to us.
And that's what I agree with. That's the point. What we've seen in the past was not just a historical thing, a physical thing, just the Battle of Nations. It was a spiritually driven development and all of the destruction that came from that. And you're absolutely right about that same spiritual presence, same dark side, is now on a global scale developing the same principles. Whether you look at transhumanism or the underground satanic ritual abuse, whether you look into the ufology, you look into all these, or the old occultism even now, they're all looking for the same thing, somehow to alter humanity and make it a God-man or an evolution to godhood development, somehow to look for another new world order, the same premise, and it's all spiritually driven. Back then, dark side spirits guided them, and I call it charged, that is, demonically charged ideology politically. And that's what we have here now. It's not just socialism. It's not just political, you know, battlings to go back and forth. There's really a kind of charged ideology that has been developing and embedding itself all around the world. I listened to a speech by Russia's Mr. Putin not too long ago, and he spoke at this at a meeting of globalist leaders around the world and journalists. I remember him talking about all the troubles in the world right now, and he says these words then. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid. Therefore, we must build a global security force. And that's buying right into the chaos that will push a new order, that will demand the kind of controls. We're in the midst of that. We're in a spiritual battle on a global scale, but it does come back down to the personal, where we see shooters at the Navy Yard, at the Capitol today, where we see bizarre occurrences and the new levels of drugs in the popular music industry and so forth. That's what the Bible predicted. There would be an outpouring of demonic presence, demonic guidance, demonic engagement with humanity as never before. And in the midst of all of this, the news still is that Jesus has the answer in salvation, his power, his grace, his might. This is the answer to all of this. But there is a reason why we see the world, you know, sliding, you know, so downward, Dr. Stanton. It's because of that real presence of dark side, demonic, satanic, operative in the world. And we can expect more, but we can also know that God has his sovereign purpose and plan, that there will be a day in which the Lord Jesus Christ returns and the Prince of Peace ends all of that in the future and stops it forever. I mean, we all want it stopped. We all want wars and raping and killing and diseases and corruption in government. We all want that to stop. And the good news, the answer for personal salvation and the answer for history's salvation down the road is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate that you have a program that allows that message to continue for so long, Dr. Stan.
Well, we present the same message over and over again under different auspices, different versions of it, but that is the recurrent theme. And what a privilege it is to have a voice at a time like this. Go right ahead, Russ.
And then I think from the meetings there, I wanted to mention, too, that a few months back, one of our guys, Tom Dunn, and I, we got an open door, and I really thought it was by God's hand. In New York City, they had the transhumanist meeting here months back. Dr. Ray Kurzweil, most of the top scientists and technological inventors and physicists, they were all going to meet in New York at the transhumanist meeting called the 2045. Now, we got into that meeting, and we listened to the speeches. We listened to, talk with many people in the crowd. We listened as scientist after scientist discussed their version of developing immortality, that they would eventually arrive at building a kind of a technologically guided avatar body, and that somehow they would be able to grab a hold of human consciousness and download it, and that we could continue to live, and eventually their goal by 2045, they would actually obtain immortality. But Dr. Stan, when I listened for 2 days to the top scientists, physicists, geneticists, inventors, I realized that the top echelon of the world didn't know how to define the nature of humanity, did not know how to define the human spirit or what we really are on the inside. Their quest to conquer death and to somehow get immortality, I sat there in the crowd of people questioning for this, realizing that in Christ, I've already been given that gift of eternal life. I talked to people in the crowd and asked them in between sessions with the scientists, well, what about Jesus and what he said at the graveside of Lazarus before he raised him from the dead? He said that if anybody believed in him, that he was the resurrection and the life. If anybody believed in him, though they die, yet shall they live. And he raised Lazarus from the dead. And some of the people, again, scientifically minded, technologically minded, they were amazed that I even brought this up. It was as if I wasn't supposed, like saying the name Jesus was taboo. One man said, Russ, you can say God, but don't say Jesus. It was kind of astounding to me because they're sitting there feeling as if they are grasping the cutting edge of all technology and that they're at the edge of history to where history somehow, they're going to be the ones to create immortality. And they couldn't even define it. And they didn't want Jesus to be in the picture, just like no room in the inn 2,000 years ago. But we continue to share. We continue to talk to individuals about it. And we found, Dr. Stan, that many of these men and women that came in from all over the world, the first guy that sat next to me, he was from Amsterdam. I met people from Greece and from France and England, and they're all looking for an answer. But none of them knew when I mentioned Jesus and his words that he is the resurrection. It's as if nobody knew this. And so trying to present the gospel to them was like they just never heard this content before. And I think that's part of what, getting out the message and sharing with anybody and everybody, scientists and physicists and geneticists. I mean, these are the kind of guys that were there in Nazi Germany, the scientists, the cutting-edge geneticists, but they were being drawn into a spiritual quest. And Dr. Stan, on the stage in New York at the 2045 meeting, global class scientists and technicians were on the stage. And then right after them, Hindu gurus, Russian cosmists, others who would then begin to tell the crowd that the gods in the heavenlies and the godmen of the past are desiring humanity to reach immortality, and that they, these supernatural beings, would help the scientists reach immortality. I was, on the one hand, stunned that the crowds that came to listen to scientists would then, on the same stage, within the same day, listen to the gurus and to the theosophists and others describe how the ancient gods are coming back to help them reach immortality and to help the scientists. It was an amazing, unbelievable combination of top science and top demonic deception join. It was an amazing development in New York City that is captivating many around the world.
Well, you see, Russ, and I'm sure you know this, but they're looking for something. They know there's something out there. Because basically it's not simply if you disbelieve in the God of the Bible, you believe in nothing. You will believe in almost anything. And basically there's this transition stage from believing in God to atheism. And then there's the next step, is, of course, that is accepting the supernatural, or this idea that there's this force out there you can get in touch with without realizing this is a satanic force. There's only really two forces in the world. There's the force of the God that we worship, and the other force. It is a supernatural force. It's a very powerful force. It influences and controls the hearts of countless hundreds of millions of people throughout the world today. But you can never tell when one of these scientists is going to have a personal experience. I mean, more and more people are turning to our Lord Jesus Christ and really having a supernatural experience. And we'll be back in just a moment with Russ Dizdar here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
All that thought, we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Russ Dizdar, and so he's on the front lines of this battle, as are we. And basically, he's saying he thinks that we're going to see a lot more in the way of violence. Apparently, there was a shooting in Washington, D.C. today, another shooting. And but basically, Russ is saying that he thinks in this coming year, we're going to see a lot more of things that it's so difficult to explain, but much more violence, much more certainly reaction here in the United States, and I really think that's absolutely true. I think that the America we have known is never going to be seen again. Basically, when I was growing up, why, violence, there weren't a lot of people going around shooting other people, but I think we're going to see more and more of this because as a nation, we've lost our soul, and more people certainly on psychotropic drugs. Everyone on psychotropic drugs is a potential homicidal maniac because certainly these drugs change their perspective, and it may only be maybe 1 or 2% of the people on these drugs become homicidal, but they are. And they can create and do terrible things. And if you go certainly and you look at all these people who are committing these terrible crimes, they're almost all on psychotropic drugs. But you go right ahead, Russ.
And to mention the drug aspect, again, we look at biblical prophecy in the book of Revelation. And there is a clear picture that in the future, when God calls on a global scale people to repent, they won't turn away from the demon worship. They won't turn away from what we know as the Greek word pharmakon, a drug-based but yet spiritually connected use of drugs, as it was in the ancient days. And here's what's happening. And we can look at this now, and we know this is going to be happening more, not just meth and the meth labs that are across the nation, but new designer drugs, whether the devil's breath drug from South America coming up or the new Molly or just varieties of the new ecstasy. We're seeing that thousands of kids are gathering at large concerts and large parties. And amazingly, we're seeing an arrogance of the satanic theme, Luciferic theme, ritual themes on the stages by what are considered the world's top musicians and singers. And it's amazing to me that all of that is bypassed for the love of music, for the love of just fun, and yet it's beating the same drum. Demonic presence is involved. The signs and symbols of darker occultism is involved, even globalism. And then there's a sense of arrogance concerning it and their opposition to God, their love of just sheer hedonism with the drug Molly. So when we look at this now, families, we're going to have to watch our junior hires. We're going to have to watch what influences, and we're going to have to really look more than ever at the music industry, the lyrics, who we're letting our kids sing, listen to as far as the singers, so many of them on the kinds of drugs that are called gateway drugs, drugs that open doors to demonic presence and that allow demonic presence to come in and bring influence. And this now, you know, on a global class, of course, with the music industry, millions of younger people in our local neighborhoods and our local concerts that we're seeing coming into the here in Cleveland and other places. I mean, just an unbelievable connection between the hedonism, the drugs, and the demonic agenda. And kids coming out of this, well, you know, whether just altered on a sexual basis, altered because of the drug-induced state from this new drug, well, not really new, but the drug Molly that thousands and thousands are taking. So many are just experimenting, willing to take anything. And this tells me, Dr. Stan, that again, among the young, among 12-year-olds to 22-year-olds, college students, that there is a great hunger for something, that there's a great emptiness in their life, and the message that God loves them, that God knows who they are, that God knows what they've been through, that Jesus has a love for them, a presence for them, a power for them, life. And I want to say this, has the meaning. So many of the kids just partying till they puke and partying until they fall over and or even lose their lives because there's nothing else. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust politics. They don't like what they see in the upper generations. So it's just a free-for-all. And so believers, more than ever, we have to ramp up all that we're doing to take a message. Most of these folks I'm talking about, whether in the scientific world, the young people in the drug world, by the millions, simply don't know the answer. They've not really been engaged with the gospel.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan. I guess Russ Tisdar. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 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 or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we're looking and we're at the... at a whole generation we're losing.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess as Russ Tisdar. And Russ, you're going to have to remind me the name of your book. I know we carry it. Oh, what's the name of your book?
It's called The Black Awakening with the subtitle Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier in the Coming Chaos.
And we actually carry the book. We think it's a very, very important book, The Black Awakening. And how can people get to your website, get to your information?
Sure. The main website that takes them to everything is simply this, www.shatterthedarkness.net. And that'll give them, I mean, just tons to look at, and materials and training courses are free, and plenty of things there. Shatterthedarkness.net.
And people have to understand that we can talk all we want to about politics and Republicans and Democrats. We can talk all we want to about conservative and liberal philosophy. But unless we understand this is a spiritual battle, they're being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Unless we understand that, nothing going on makes any sense. Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for us or a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Russ.
Sure, and I know we share a lot of the things that are occurring and more of it's coming, but yet everyone, and I'm sure everyone listening knows, that these things are true, these things are happening. But it's all by dark side spiritual design. The dark side has an agenda. It goes all the way to Armageddon, Revelation 19:19. And so this quest, this dark side quest for Revelation 12, where we have the mention that the dragon, the Satan, this picture of his huge presence coming, seeks to lead the whole world astray. So the biblical revelation gives the answer. It is dark side presence seeking globalism. It will bring mass deception, and if a person's vulnerable, if they don't know, they can be sucked into the counterfeit spirituality. And here's the bottom line. Counterfeit spirituality never leads you to Christ, never leads you to forgiveness, never leads you to the gift of God in Christ, and never leads you to a relationship with God. It preoccupies. The dark side loves to masquerade and preoccupy people, give them things, allow them to have things, and make them even feel superior for a time, just like the Nazis. They had abilities. They were growing in those abilities. But the principle is deception always leads to destruction and the loss of life and the loss of eternal life. So this is why we would encourage, even providentially tonight, those listening, that maybe you've been embracing, well, you say spirituality. I once embraced spirituality when I was into occultism. When I tried to be a Buddhist, I wasn't raised in a church. I didn't know the answer until one person came to me and boldly, clearly told me about Jesus. He's alive. He loves me. He'll come into my life, change my life. 38 years ago, Dr. Stan, when Christ came into my life, that's what changed everything. I know what forgiveness is. I know what it is to know God, his presence and power. And that's what Jesus and the Spirit of God is summoning all individuals listening. You can come. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can come to Christ. You can experience his love and forgiveness and his presence coming into your life. So if there's a searcher, if there's a scientist looking and wanting to search honestly, go to the Gospel of John. Read for yourself. Let God speak to you, and you're going to find the invitation in there how you can come to know Christ and his power.
Okay, well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I wanted to thank Russ for being on tonight. Russ, I wanted to know, you mentioned something about training or seminars. Do you actually equip people and disciple people in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to deal with the spiritual battle?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Mike, thanks for calling and asking that. On the website, shatterthedarkness.net, on the left-hand side, if you scroll down a little bit, it says free courses. All the courses we've taught here locally, there's over 500 hours of training materials and courses, absolutely free for anybody. Been downloaded all over the world, about 6 million downloads in 120 countries, spiritual warfare training, anything I've talked about, we have training already. We have live courses late Monday night, late Tuesday night, and we're putting on our own conference here locally in November. But you can get all that information on the website, and all of those training courses you'll find out are free, and just hundreds of hours of materials for you.
Okay, Mike, I hope you'll go there and that you can utilize the information. But basically, we need to reach as many people as we can in the time allotted to us. And sometimes we need a little help, and certainly Russ has done an excellent job of putting together the information that will help you to reach others. Anything else, Mike?
Well, I mean, you periodically remind us about how the changes taking place in the churches of lack of true discipleship. And
right, we've got a real problem, but certainly there is a network of people out across this country. And you know, I'm just feel a privilege to have an opportunity to sometimes work with them. But basically, I met Russ at a meeting in Colorado Springs a couple of months ago when, of all things, I was invited to give a talk there along with about 20 other Christians. But these were the Christian theologians. These were the people who really, I mean, Chuck Missler was there, and so many of the people that, you know, we look up to who are on the front lines of this battle. And certainly Russ was there as well, and other people, Doug Woodward, a frequent guest, and Lynn Marzulli. And so many of the people that we have on our program regularly were speaking at that conference. What a privilege to be there to meet them. But more than that, with a 1,000 people there and an opportunity to certainly give keynote address. What a privilege. What a privilege. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
A quick question for Russ, please. Russ, what is the relationship between the involvement of psychiatry and the Black Awakening?
Very good. Appreciate that, John. That's a good question. We can go back to 1947. G.H. Esterbrooks, who was a world-renowned psychiatrist, hired by U.S. military, wrote a book called Hypnotism. This is not my material. This is theirs. He explains in 1947 how they knew, from the Germans, of course, Nazis, how to take a soldier, create a sub-personality. He even calls it multiple personality. Create a sub-personality. Create an assassin, a shooter, create disinformation agents as sub-personalities, how to program them, how to trigger them, how to use them, and the main person not even know. Now, he describes this in a chapter called The Weaponization of This Process. And then G.H. Esterbrooks, again, world-renowned in the bad, I think in the bad way, but world-renowned as far as knowing, people knowing him, says in that chapter, John, he says, what the U.S. military needs to do is create these super soldiers in every department of U.S. military. Now, that's 1947. What they were doing in military, they simply acquired from the spiritual side of the Nazis and the learning, they acquired how to do this, splitting, programming, creating alter persons, triggering them, shooters, assassins, back to 1947. If that gives us any picture at all to create this in every department, my concern is this, that in every city, in every place, and by the way, there's many other psychiatrists, many others in psychology that was drawn in to be those CIA doctors, those psychiatric doctors that would be involved in these projects, MK Ultra, Monarch, and the rest. They helped it on the military side, and then there was the sheer occult-oriented side that continue to spread from the 40s and 50s and 60s to where now on the victim level, we're at the level of a number of millions that have been coming forward to talk about it. It's astounding, but there's the connection.
And this gentleman's name was G.S. Chesterbrooks?
G.H. Esterbrooks with an E, Esterbrooks. If you go to Amazon and just put that name in, G.H. Esterbrooks, or his title of his book was Hypnotism. If you get that book, you'll find a chapter where he describes the process of how to do it clear back in 1947.
Wow.
They've known all along what they were doing. Basically, we have a 4-CD set. It's called Operation Paperclip, and it's the story, certainly, of all the Nazis that we brought from Germany here to the United States. And some of them, of course, worked in the space program, but they never want to tell you about the Nazis who worked to develop chemical and biological warfare, or another group that was working on psychological games, how to control the mind. There were about 1,000 Nazi war criminals Operation Paperclip. Of course, we even there go into the rat line and how we helped somewhere between 10 and 30 or 40,000 Nazi war criminals escape to South America. But the Nazis certainly were very, very skilled in this sort of thing. They'd worked at it under Hitler, and they continued working at it here. And those programs are being used in our society today. In fact, they made a wonderful movie about that many years ago. It was called The Manchurian Candidate, starred Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury, as I remember, and just how you could condition people's minds. It's not imaginary. It's real. I believe it's going on today. And I believe that many of the murderers that we're seeing today, sometimes they'll tell their people who evaluate them, I don't know why I did what I did. I don't know why. Well, the reason, of course, is that they were certainly programmed to do that sort of thing. Anything else you wanted to ask there, John?
Yes, one question. At your website, is there a way to undo, once they shatter somebody's mind fragmented and create this effect, is there a way to undo it?
Absolutely. And that's what we found out. On those courses, you'll see, when you go to the free courses, there's one called Freedom Encountered. Freedom Encountered. Okay. That's 27 hours. That's a basic training on how to do deliverance, how to do the inner healing, how to break the programming, how to help people come out of it. And the good news is Jesus can bring them all the way out. There is some hard work and it takes some time, but he can bring them all the way out of that and restore them.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Okay, God bless. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call if you have a question for our guest, who's Russ Dizdar. Well, Russ, certainly, you're on the front lines of this battle. What do you see happening? What is the response of people as you talk to them about these things? Because these are so different than what they're getting through the regular channels.
You know, it's interesting to understand. I see this. Like the conference you and I were at, here's what occurs. That conference, when I spoke on the Black Awakening, on program shooters and all the rest, here's what occurred. A psychiatrist comes up to me. A psychologist comes up to me. A lady who is a nurse in a psychiatric ward for children, and another one in a psychiatric ward as a worker comes up to me all during the conference to say, Russ, we are dealing with these people you're talking about. They have multiple personalities. They have programmed. They have been demonized. And all the psychiatric community does is give them drugs. So wherever I've been and all the and I just came back 2 days ago from Minnesota. We did a conference at Minneapolis, Minnesota. We were up there 3 days, and same thing. We meet the victims there. We meet people that have worked in the industry to say, Russ, yes, we have them. Police officers and others come up. Those who work in prison guard ministry. You mentioned criminals. Jeffrey Dahmer was a multiple. He had, and we saw the inside police files and the pictures. He had a altar, satanic altar, in his home up there in Wisconsin apartment, built out of human thigh bones, Dr. Stan. The media didn't tell us that side of it. They didn't tell us any of that. He was a multiple. Ted Bundy was a multiple, and so was John Wayne Gacy. So you have criminals on the side of men. Many of the men end up with the programming inside and the killer instinct inside and the ritual abuse they went through, they end up killing and they end up being serial, sadistic murderers as was Jeffrey Dahmer. So we have this happening in society. We have more and more. And when I was in police, you know, work and at the academies, the officers are told not to tell the public about the satanic side of it because it would scare them too much. But the truth is there's so many of these killings and murders done, and usually officers are just told to take people that hear voices, take them to the psych ward, you know, put them in jail or take them to the psych ward, because they don't know how to handle demonization or multiplicity, and they don't understand the process. They only know to deal with the crime, but there's so much of it that is based on this demonization principle or on the victims of satanic ritual abuse and multiplicity. They end up doing stuff, and so I think, as I've been told numerous times by prison guards, those who work in the prison and jail ministries, that they have a lot of men who are multiples, whereas in the psychiatric wards, a lot of women have showed up by the tens of thousands. That's their estimate nationwide.
And basically, unless we understand that most of these, or many of these people are, they are spiritually involved. Unless we approach this from a spiritual point of view, we can't approach it intelligently. And yet, of course, this gentleman who I went into this government office and shot a dozen people within the last couple of weeks, he was pleading, he was calling, he was saying, you know, I'm hearing the voices, I need help. And they wouldn't give him any help. And you can't help but wonder, are these people stupid, or are they actually and actively encouraging this sort of thing? And we do know, of course, that there was a SWAT team about a minute and a half away from that spot. They wanted to go in. They could have taken him out, and they weren't allowed to. And certainly, we do not know all the intricacies of what's going on, but when you see that certainly they have a SWAT team with professionals are trained, and yet, of course, the police will not allow this student to go in and save human lives, we have to ask why. Well, I believe that there are demonic forces working certainly within every aspect of our society. I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle, as I said earlier, for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. What a unique opportunity we have at least to get our people understanding. And these people, my understanding is that Jeffrey Dahmer actually converted to Christianity in prison, but that he was killed shortly after that. Did you hear that story, Russ?
Yeah, we heard the same stories, and we heard that he did turn, and that he was killed by another inmate that was in for murder already. It's hard in prison like that, but the unbelievable story, Dr. Stan, on Jeffrey Dahmer. He lived where I'm living right now, where I've lived all my life. He lives probably 30 minutes from where I lived and grew up the same years, and yet he ends up doing what he did, and it's a combination of demonization and trauma in his life.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in exciting times. I think they're going to get more and more violent. I think that terrible things are going to happen. And what can we do? Well, we can certainly talk about it. We can pray. But we can try to bring others into a realization of the spiritual element that's been working behind the scenes. Our guest is going to be Russ Dizdar, D-I-Z-D-A-R, Russ Dizdar. His book, The Black Awakening, will certainly help you to understand what's going on. We carry it. We think it's an important book. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, The Black Awakening.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our hour with Russ Dizdar, certainly one of my favorite guests. And if you haven't read his book, The Black Awakening, which is available through Radio Liberty, that's The Black Awakening, available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the spirits of forces, ladies and gentlemen. And we can talk all we want to about the politicians and Barack Hussein Obama, or certainly whichever one of the politicians that you want to talk about. But behind this whole thing are powerful spiritual forces, which are energizing these people, energizing the population as a whole. And we have to be there, so deep, proclaiming the truth. And basically, there are people looking for the truth. And I'm really always gratified. In fact, I don't know how many of you have heard our program yesterday evening. We were interviewing Obama Nasiri, and he was an Iranian. He was a Freemason, spent his whole life as a Freemason, talked about the Illuminati. But off air, he told me at the end of the very end of the program that within the last 4 months, at the age of 61 or 62, he's become an evangelical, born-again Christian. Amazing, amazing. I mean, here's a man who comes from an atheist, Masonic point of view, and yet, of course, certainly he's come to accept our Lord Jesus Christ because it's the only solution. He realizes that within Masonry, or which had been a Mason for 31 years, there was no hope. And certainly within the Masonic religion, which had been Mason all of his life, there is no hope. But there is hope in Christianity, and there really is. We worship a wonderful, wonderful Savior who gave his life, and of course his message is love one another, and as Christ has loved you. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to get Russ's book, The Black Awakening, go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can pull down all the tape sets and the DVD sets and the books and the videos and all of the things that we offer. And you have our permission to copy them if we did them, if we made them. Certainly to understand spiritually what's going on, there's no better. A series of DVDs and the Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. And actually, we have the first seven in that eight-part series. Each one of them contains five or six DVDs. The Final Countdown, we certainly recommend all of them. But of course, right now, of course, we're recommending a part six, but you need to have them all. You need to watch them. Barbara and I have watched them and really enthralled by it. And how privileged we are to have Pastor Billy as a regular guest on our radio programs, because he's done his homework and he can explain it to people. And of course, coming out of the occult, he understands what's really going on. Then, of course, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. My interview with Norman Dodd, The Desperate Deception. My interview was certainly with the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the revolution, Earl T. Smith. It's called World Revolution. We recommend these and so much more. I mean, you can get our catalog. We'd be glad to send you a catalog free of charge. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs. Certainly live 4 hours a day on the internet. You can listen to archive 24 hours a day. And certainly you can also hear us with the KU satellite. You can hear us by telephone. You can hear us by shortwave. It's all expenses. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd certainly appreciate it. Otherwise, of course, why would we hope that if you're not in a position to help us financially, that you'll pray for your liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we'll be doing this as long as God provides for us and keeps us on the air. And remember, I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary, and she works so very hard. But what a wonderful privilege it is to have a voice at a time like this. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who certainly started out running a toy company. And then, of course, somebody came to him and told him that they were going to make a lot of money. He was going to provide a lot of funds, and they were going to be able to begin shipping their toys all over the country. And what Bob didn't understand is that the man who was coming to get him was a CIA affiliate, worked with the CIA directly or indirectly. And they were going to use his toy company, Bob's toy company, to supply weapons to the Contras. Well, that started a long and arduous trip for Bob. It's 30-some years later, well over 30 years later. And now, of course, he writes certainly scripts. He's put together a number of DVDs, excellent DVDs. We certainly carry most of them because we think they're important. We want you to get to his material. And he's coming up with a new story going into the background of certainly of the fact that the elite who run America are anticipating a cataclysmic event. And they actually have all sorts of underground facilities for themselves. Now, of course, you'll get the same story from Jesse Ventura, from Alex Jones, from Joel Skousen, and from others. But Bob's done a monumentous job on this. The only trouble is, well, either he's got the strangest computer in the world, or somebody's actually sabotaged him because his producer can't make any DVDs out of the completed DVD he has. He's got to start in all over again. But we're looking forward to it, but you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the elite know that a major cataclysmic event is coming. The average American has little idea what's going on. Bob Fletcher, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Hi, how are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. I'm so glad that you're feeling better. I was so worried about you a week ago.
Yeah, that was another one of those stumbling blocks there. A lot of folks don't know. I've already had a couple of heart attacks and had a heart attack. I've actually had, I guess, four. I even forget about it. I've got stents in my heart, which have done pretty good. And here about a week ago, it looked like I was having another heart attack. So I spent a couple of relaxing days at the hospital. But I'd say that
pretty tongue in cheek, I guess. But anyhow, so now, but I'm doing fine, and we'll kind of just keep on doing what we're doing, and not even let that slow us down at all. Well, you know, it's interesting. People realize. I think even without anybody doing any studying, particularly, there's sort of like a vibration in the air, if you will, or whatever. People are kind of just picking up on the fact that something's not right.
Something is big. I think a lot of people have a feeling that something's going to happen. They don't know what it is, but they know that something is out there. As you say, it isn't right, and they think that things are really changing, but they don't understand what's changing. They don't understand where we're headed, and go right ahead.
Yeah, and I think, and people, even the people that are aware of the total amount of corruption that goes on and everything, there are certain areas where people just won't let their mind go. They you know, they'll believe in terrible amount of corruption. They'll believe in people in government that'll do illegal acts and steal money and things of that sort. But when you get into some of the really big areas that I've ended up stumbling into, people are still real resistant. Kind of want to put their hands over their ears, so to speak, or stick.
Well, I run this with my neighbors as I try to tell them of the danger of an EMP attack, like a magnetic pulse attack, or certainly a solar flare that could change our lives instantaneously. And nobody wants to hear the message.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear it. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Welcome to Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher. And Bob is simply talking about Carl Sagan, who back in the 70s was quite a philosopher. And he would, of course, talk to people about what was going on in the world. But he'd always preface his remarks with, well, I could be wrong. Well, of course, Carl Sagan was part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. I don't think he was a top-notch member. He was down probably three or four notches. But certainly he was frequently quoted. And part of this whole liberal establishment aimed at changing the very structure of our way of life and replacing it with one that's controlled by the ruling elite. But go right ahead, Bob.
And well, and so, but from a scientific point of view, he did an awful lot of extraordinary work. And I again, a part of his personality or his existence, I'm not sure if he was one of the bad guys, and he well may have been. As we found out, so many people we respected in the old, you know, for years and years, that maybe were chasing the wrong direction from a morality point of view. And of course, we were always surprised to see that when there was people that we maybe supported or whatever the case may be. The point I was making, I guess, was I was on Alex Jones's program a couple of weeks ago, and I introduced to him the thought of some of the material that I've uncovered, putting together what I've been doing is putting together what's going on with our money, where it's been disappearing, where the elitists are taking our taxpayers' dollars, doing what they want to with it, and of course, very easily stamp it all top secret. And you know, what I basically had discovered was that all of our money is gone. So when you start talking about quote unquote all of the money, I'm talking trillions of dollars, and 100% guarantee there's nothing left in the Fort Knox gold. That gold is all gone, and our dollars are gone, and they've shipped trillions of dollars out the front door of the Federal Reserve and put it in a sidebar, just on a little side of their bookkeeping, you know, that, by the way, $3 trillion has gone to European banks and $3 trillion more went, and then another $6 trillion, and they ended up with over $9 trillion, quote-unquote, off-the-books transfers or assistance funding to European banks and or whoever has their finger in the pie in the European banks, and they wouldn't respond to where that money went. And then, of course, we knew that, the Defense Department had about $3 trillion disappeared a couple of years ago. They've never tracked that down. That's just gone. And when people want to get their gold out of Fort Knox, including governments, I'm talking about a couple of governments in Europe that needed to get their gold back out because their banking were failing and everything. The government over here, Uncle Sam, told them they couldn't have any of that money out right now. They couldn't get that money back. So, and of course, we had Ron Paul requested an audit a couple of years ago, insisting on it on the floor of the Congress. And again, the Federal Reserve told him it was none of his business. And the way they're structured, they were right. It is none of his business because it's not even a government enterprise, which a lot of people don't realize. It's a private group of bankers that literally run all of the money in the United States and thereby all of the money of the world. They have total control of it. They have control over the interest charge. And it's where the banks get their money. They get it through the Federal Reserve, and then they pledge dollar bills against bonds. And these are all just pieces of paper that are run off the printing press, and it's all controlled by the Federal Reserve. But what's happened in the last, I'm going to say, 30 years, the gold is gone. The money is all gone. We don't have any money. We don't have any money based on anything at all except your imagination. And the question I had was, where did all that money go? And by looking into it and really finally just actually applying common sense and getting some inside information out of Washington and a few other directions, The bottom line is they have been building these secret hideouts for them, their own survival. So then it, the next question is, well, what in the world is it? What is it that has scared the elite worldwide so much that the Russians have built 5,000 facilities, not maybe giant ones, but 5,000 of them? The United States has well over 100 good-sized ones. Now, these are facilities for survival, for a limited few. If you don't have a ticket, you're not going to get in. And whatever it is, the next step, when you say, well, that's, gosh, there's something that's really scaring them, they're also putting together deals like where they have extra few thousand Russian soldiers that will assist us if we need them. And the terminology they used during putting together that deal was in case of a galactic impact, a celestial impact that we are not anticipating.
And I think it's important, basically, for the skeptic out there. Jesse Ventura has done a lot of work on this. You can go to his website and simply type in Jesse Ventura Underground Facilities. Certainly Alex Jones has investigated this, and they've taken pictures of them. We had certainly a friend of ours who ran the newspaper in Sonoma, who actually tracked one down, certainly up in the Sonoma area. Joel Skousen has written about this in his World Affairs Brief. And now, of course, Bob is certainly analyzing this. Now, you're not going to hear this generally talked about, because the last thing they want the average individual to know is we're headed towards a major cataclysmic event. But the elite do know, and they're making preparations for themselves. But unlike those what's going on in Russia and perhaps even in China, they're not making preparations for the public. And as a result, I fear. I really fear for my fellow Americans, because I think most of them, unprepared, certainly having no idea what's coming down, everything done to disparage those of us who talk about the possibility of whether it's an EMP attack, whether it's a solar attack, whether it's something else. We don't know what it's going to be. But I do believe that there is going to be an attack, a major cataclysm event of some sort, and they know it's coming, but they are not allowing us to prepare for it. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And, of course, the worst, the thing, I guess, that bothers me the most out of this whole thing, well, there's two sides to the coin, and you got to be logical and whatever, look at it from an intelligent point of view, too. But, and that is, number one, of course, what irritates me most is they're just have literally stolen all of the wealth of our nation and have taken what they want to apply to saving their own lives. They have taken our tax dollars and have done so with it. They have obviously, I am sure, taken a huge amount of that gold that was previously in Fort Knox and have probably put some of that away along with their food, their storage food for survival. I'm sure a lot of the gold has already been transferred there. The gold that had not been already expended in building and creating these facilities we're talking about, with, you know, the amount of money is mind-boggling what it would take to go down and, a few hundred feet under the ground and build little living facilities that will withstand atomic attacks or other types of problems, and have the food and everything else to support people and generators and fuel to maintain the generators. We're talking so much money, it's mind-boggling. And that's where the money's gone. So when somebody says, well, gee, do you really think that this is going to be happening? Well, it's not even so much do I think it's going to be happening. It's that they, the bad guys, and got their hands on the money and have been doing these. They're building them. They're doing it. So they certainly are feeling positive.
And basically, of course, the Russians actually have built this massive facility. I think it's Yamato Mountain, something
like
that.
That's correct.
And basically, this is for between 60,000 and 300,000 people. The whole inside of this mountain is certainly been cleaned out, has been taken out, and so that they can maintain somewhere between 60,000 and 300,000 people there. Fortunately, we do have the internet. You can can check what we're saying out to find it really is true. The question is, what do the Russians know? What do the elite who run America know? And remember, here we don't have that many. In our elite, a few thousand. And that's why they're not making preparations. They're only making preparations for themselves and their families. But they know something big is coming. And basically, of course, the average individual, anybody who talks about, they call them preppers. They sort of demean them as if they're somehow certainly sort of foolish and paranoid. Well, you're only paranoid if you imagine somebody's against you, ladies and gentlemen. There really is a small group who controls this country. If you doubt it, you need to get, well, the material we have on the New Order of the Barbarians or the book, The Superclass, written by one of the superclass who actually was there, talks about it. He doesn't tell you the whole story, but the book, The Superclass, well worthwhile reading. So anyway, because our guest is Bob Fletcher, we're talking about the events that are taking place behind the scenes. Go right ahead, Bob.
And, of course, then the next part is, you know, you say, well, you know, if you try to analyze this, I mean, somebody says, well, what's going to happen when the people really find out about this? You know, whatever it is, and I have a good idea what I believe it is, but when people find out this potential is looming, what is going to happen? Well, of course, they're going to go crazy. And that's the second part of, you know, if you were president or I were president of the United States and functioned in a righteous manner, we would be really in a bind to answer the question for ourselves, and that is, can we tell the general public in advance? Could we tell them that they might be facing something like Noah's flood?
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Stan and Bob is just saying that they really have, because the government is certainly of the special groups are ordering large numbers of tanks and large numbers of cars and massive amounts of food. In fact, if you read the speech that that Jenna DiPolitano gave when she left office, it was in August, just 2 months ago, and she talks about that there was going to be a catalytic event, I think was the term,
catastrophic.
She, I think, it had to do with sort of cyber warfare. It was a cyber attack, was her term. And that is why she had ordered these massive amounts of food, and she actually made that statement. So she's getting out of government. She doesn't want to be there when this whole house of cards comes down, and she's moving away from Washington, D.C. She's, I think, moving to University of California, moving west. Anyway, she's going to be at a major university. But getting away from the settlers back in Washington, D.C. would so certainly be a target. But Bob was simply pointing out that they are certainly doing everything they can. They've ordered large numbers of coffins, about 500,000 coffins, each one able to hold maybe up to 4 bodies. Why would they do that? And certainly Alex Jones, that we've seen his footage, you can get this on the internet, certainly I type in Alex Jones, a coffin, something like that. And why would they be getting coffins for a couple of millions of people and then moving them around when people bring this these facts out? There's so many things that going on that we have so little idea as to what they're really up to, but they know a major cataclysmic event is coming, and our job is to prepare as many people as we can to be prepared for what lies ahead and to get at least as best you can the necessary things for water and for food. Water would be number one. You can't live without water. You can get by for a while without food. But the other thing is, especially if you have any illnesses, you need to have medical supplies on hand. But that's a subject for another evening. Right now, our guest is Bob Fletcher. Bob, go right ahead.
And so, it's obvious, you know, when you introduce these concepts of what may be on the horizon, you know, it's really a horrific thing for people to wrap their head around. Everybody's just working their 40 hours a day, and they're worried about their children getting ill, and they're worried about whether they're going to lose their job, and all of these things that you should be concerned with. But the last thing they would want to entertain even is the concept of, number one, that some unbelievable event or two or three will happen, and that, in fact, their government that they thought all their lives were watching over them and going to take care of them, and who else would be in charge of salvaging the nation's people than our government? And, of course, unfortunately, as I found out, personally, and then many others have, Uncle Sam is not really there to give you a helping hand. He's been picking your pocket, and when I say that, I'm specifically referring to, obviously, what we call the secret government, or the corrupted few that have enough control that actually can handle and change laws and alter things by executive order and put our Constitution in the trash without batting an eye. And it's not our country, it's not our people, but it is that small group of criminal personalities that have moved in and taken over so much. But when we, you know, we kind of depend, it's like a youngster depending on their mom and their dad to take care of them, which is the rightful situation and the right structure to be in. But those people in Washington are not your mom and dad, and I'm afraid they know some of the events that are coming. They may not know the exact time. My belief is, which I've mentioned before, is that I genuinely believe it is that 12th, or actually it's the 10th planet, Nibiru, and coming back in from an extraordinary long circular orbit around the sun, and it takes a few thousand years to complete it. And I believe the fear of those people that are in charge of the country is that is going to be returning, and it's already affecting Earth's weather and all of everything related to Earth, including our sun. It's already causing an effect on all of it. And if you pay attention, you're aware of it, then you can see where that's taking place. So,
what again is the name of this planet?
It's Nibiru. That's one of many names, but it's called Nibiru.
How do you spell that?
Nibiru.
Nidiru. Okay, and we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. And whether it's Nibiru or whatever it would be, something big is in the offing. They know, and they don't want us to know. We'll be back in a moment here with Bob Fletcher at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, I guess, is Bob Fletcher, and Bob believes that this cataclysmic event is going to be the planet called Nibiru, N-A-D, is it I-R-U?
It's N-I-B as in boy, I-R-U.
Nibiru, N-I-D-I-R-U.
Correct.
Basically, he may very well be right. We don't know, but there is something big that's out there. And he was just saying that they had actually had a think tank. They got it together and they said, look, we know this cataclysmic event is going to take place. Can we tell the public? And these really smart people got together and said, what did they say when they tried to determine whether or not to let the people know what the future held?
Well, basically, they said it would destroy religion and tear apart the fabric of the nation, so we cannot tell them. And then they said, you know, depending on what it is and all, but basically, you got to always keep it back. In other words, don't just say, uh-oh, we found another planet or this, that. The idea was that it would affect people on the course of the United States is what they were talking about, but that would affect people on Earth too radically. And so until they filtered it and watered it down and altered it and did what they want going to do to it, that basically it was keep all of it secret.
Well, no, basically, but is this the same sort of thing that the Chinese and the Russians are thinking about, or do they see another thought, another menace?
Well, you know, it is exactly. It's just this one item. See, now Russian news has already been reporting it. Chinese news reports it. They're on their television showing and doing miscellaneous reports on this 10th planet coming closer and it may affect and how it will or how it won't, all of that. It's already being covered, surprisingly more so than in the United States.
Well, now, basically, of course, when is this planet going to be approaching the Earth?
Well, and that's a problem. The problem is there's no right now. I mean, now, let me put it this way. I don't know, and I don't know of private scientists or astronomers at this point that can give a close, an accurate time on this thing. And again, the idea is that it'll swing in through, it comes in past the Earth, around behind the sun, and then go back on out again, all right? And so theoretically, with a huge couple thousand mile tail, like a comet, just filled with all kinds of space debris and junk that it's pulling along behind it, and that we theoretically would cross two times the path where it had gone. In other words, it comes around our orbit, we'll cross through it, and then it'll hit through it a second time on the other side when it heads back out again for this long 3,600-mile journey that they say that it makes.
But basically, of course, are we talking about this happening, in a matter of months, a matter of years, a matter of centuries, perhaps?
Well, going by the way the activity is on these people digging the holes and getting their survival material ready and everything, I think there it appears that the time date is someplace between, let's say, starting last week and maybe potentially up through the first of 2015. So it's somewhere in between that point. So we're literally talking fairly soon. Now what's happening already is the effects of this thing or something. So, and I've just pretty positive that it's just this.
No, you're suggesting that it might be something else besides this.
Well, it potentially could be, but going by all of the studies and what people are reporting, et cetera, and even going back to old historic reviews of these of this thing, Nibiru is supposedly about five times the size of Earth in its size. It has five or seven moons of its own that are traveling around it and with it through space. And then again, it also has apparently an iron ore, so much iron ore on or around the primary planet, Nibiru, that it trails off on both the left and the right side. And so going back 4,000 years, it was always pictured as being a planet. They called it the winged planet because it looked like it had wings when it got close. It looked like it had wings on each side, and that is iron ore dust flying off of it going through the through space. But the point is that because of the size and its gravitational effect and the potential magnetic effect, it's already affecting our north and south pole. It's moving quicker than it ever has in recorded history. The North Pole is moving. Magnetic north is moving. The outer planets are heating up, starting at Pluto and coming inward. The atmosphere chemically has been changing. Mars has been having extraordinary amount of activity on its surface. The sun is having extraordinary activity on its surface with the increase of these solar flares. Now we get back to what Napoleano and also Wolseley of the CIA and some other leaders have talked about. And now they're talking about solar flares causing the electronic effect on Earth. But what's causing the flares to be so extraordinary already is the incoming of Planet X. Or, and by the way, the X stands for the number 10, Roman numeral. It's not X like in mysterious, you know, like X-Files. It's X because it's the number 10. So with the incoming of Nibiru, is already affecting. Another thing it's affecting, besides all of the planets' temperatures and their orbits are being affected, they're wiggling inside their orbits. Besides all of that, what is happening at this point in time is that the effect is showing up like on the this business where they're talking about the heating of the planet. All right. All this business about the melting of the ice cap being so much faster now than it ever has been. Today, as we speak, the water has risen so high on the coast that on Miami Beach, now I lived there for many years when I was a youngster, on Miami Beach at high tide, every day the water comes in 3 to 5 blocks from the ocean. So the downtown of what you call Miami Beach proper, downtown, is flooding on every high tide today, and it's because of the excessive amount of ice melting. And that's as we speak. As a matter of fact, I think if you looked it up right now, you'd probably see something on the computer. On Google, you probably Google the Miami Beach flooding, and you probably see it. That's
now, there's no possibility somebody just called in. Somebody called in and said, if you had heard this, might actually strike the United States. But this is no possibility.
No.
There's no way this is going to hit us.
But no. And as a matter of fact, those of us like myself and other people that have been involved with checking this thing out so profusely. But that's besides the point. In other words, it's not anticipated that this huge planet is going to smack into Earth. If that happens, whatever. It's going to be like a flashbulb, and that would be the end of it. Period. Nobody would know anything. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about it going around and then kind of going around behind the sun and then back out, taking that long trip back to out way past Pluto. But this period of time would only take about 6 days once it arrives.
Oh, no, basically, where can people read about this? Because I certainly have my ear to the ground, and I haven't been.
I think the best thing is, because there is a lot of it, you can find it if you just really peck away at it on the computer. If you can Google it a lot of different directions, et cetera. What's happening now you... I saw an interview the other day with a guy from NASA, was one of the big shots, the scientists on NASA, and he said, absolutely doesn't even exist. This is absolutely hogwash, and that there's no 10th planet out there and all the rest of that. And with all due respect, and I don't remember his name, so I'm not gonna hurt his feelings. That guy is just plain flat out lying. I have now, and again, you know, everybody's gonna get a chance because I will accomplish to get my my DVD in production. That is gonna happen, and hopefully soon. Again, my guys ended up sending it back, my master back to me from California, and said that it was so loaded up with electronic crap, which I certainly didn't put in it, that they were unable to do anything. I'm going to get that straight, and that will be out so people can see all of this. But there are motion pictures now of Nibiru and the sun coming up side by side. And so they're not a phony. We're not talking about a still photograph or something where somebody's been playing around with a camera or something. We have photographs that have been taken progressively over every 90 or 60 days where you can actually see that it is physically closer than it was a month ago. You have to see my research or else do it on your own.
Well, no, basically you're talking sometime in the next year or so before we'll have this. It could be.
I give you my personal feeling.
Okay, you give us your personal feeling.
My feeling is that it'll be through our backyard within 6 or 9 months.
All right, fine. And basically, how will it impact on the United States? What will actually happen?
All right, and again, see, this is terrible doom and gloom stuff. And again, like Carl Sagan, then again, I might be wrong. And I would prefer that this turns out to be the first time that I came out and spoke about a major event and that it was that I was totally wrong, and I would hope that I am. But what we're talking about first off would be all of it'll increase prior to coming here. In other words, prior to getting real close to us, I think we're going to have the solar flare problem like Napoleano was talking about and Wolseley was talking about. And that is where it just shuts down all of our electricity. Now, at that point, we're going to be back to like cavemen because we are absolutely not able to live very well at all without electricity. We would have no communication. You would have no food transportation. There would be no fuel, no telephones, no radio. The police would be shut down. It would be like the Stone Age almost.
Oh, right. Basically what they would talk about is very similar to an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, or certainly. Would this work to then the medium of the sun and increasing the solar flares? Is this
the solar flares?
Gamma rays? Is this what?
See, the solar flares have already increased, and like as a matter of fact, it was Wolseley that came out. And this is regular. Now you can look this up on the computers and it very, very easily. This is there. And that was about 1 month ago. There was an EMP solar flare that came out from the sun that blasted across the orbit of Earth. And it blasted 15 days before we crossed that same point. In other words, we're going around that orbit, you know, regular old spin around the sun, and cutting right through our orbit was this huge solar flare from the sun, and it shot across our orbit. It was gone. We came around our regular, as we normally do, 15 days or whatever it was, or 5 days prior. It was ahead of us when we crossed it. Everything was fine because it had missed us. But it was only a few days ahead of us crossing that point. And as Wolseley and also Napoleano said, and this is in the news, that had we been there 5 days, that 5 days earlier, had we passed through there, it would have fried all the electronics on Earth. And these are increasing. And as Nibiru, with its magnetism or its mostly gravitational effect, being five times the size of Earth and traveling at the speed it's traveling, it's going to cause these electro impulses from the earth, from the sun, the solar flares, are going to be more in volume and in intensity. So that's the first thing we worry about. The second thing is, once it comes by and it has a couple of thousand miles, and some of these figures are hard to grasp, but a few thousand miles of space junk coming around behind it, being pulled by it, just like a big magnet, just like the tail of every other meteor comet we've ever seen. But it'll be pieces of unknown size. And we're going to hit through that potentially two times. When it comes in on the left side, it goes out on the right side. And it'll be about a 6 or 7 day separation between the those two points in time. And when we go through it, it's going to be like running naked through the end of a shooting gallery with 50 people shooting at you.
Well, basically, of course, Jen and Napolitano has talked about a cyber attack.
Same thing. See, it's exactly the same.
This would be what you would call a cyber attack?
Oh, well, see, cyber attack, what they're talking about is a man-made electromagnetic field.
Right.
All right? What we're talking about is a God-made electromagnetic field.
Well, because
these are so huge. They're like nothing we've ever seen before. I believe you've seen the picture yourself of like about a month ago, to maybe 2 months ago. Like they had it like a 25% on the surface of the entire sun that was blown open, and it was physically photographed by NASA and everybody else that was taking pictures of the sun. And it was this huge 20-25% on one side of the sun that was just blown open. And which they had never seen before. Now, maybe it's happened before, an awful lot. I don't know. But they had never seen and photographed it. And these photographs are up on the NASA website.
And I think people have to understand that basically on her last speech that Jenna Napolitano gave, to the Office of Homeland Security, she said, we are going to have a cyber attack. Now, she didn't say who was responsible. All she said was, it's not if we are going to have a cyber attack. Was she talking about this? Certainly, this is not man-made. This is certainly would be, we'll call it an act of God, call it what you will. Would God bring such a terrible thing to America? Or we're just going to have to wait and see, ladies and gentlemen. But I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he does bring his justice on nations.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson homeschool program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dan, I guess it's been Bob Fletcher, just talking about the Platanadero that will be coming around certainly probably within the next year. And Bob feels that this certainly is what may very well certainly generate an EMP or a solar response here that could certainly damage our society and damage the world and would never certainly be the same again for a good long time because we'd lose electricity. Is he right? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. I think Bob feels as I do, we both hope he's wrong. But certainly, if he's right, why we should certainly start making our preparations as if he's going to be and hope and pray that he's wrong. So, but I'm always interested in what Bob says because he does a lot of excellent research and certainly I would not have him on as a guest on our program if I didn't have the ultimate faith in his integrity and his search for the truth, as is my search. Bob, anything you want to say before we let you go?
No, nothing else, I guess. I feel like the harbinger of bad news kind of situation. But people need to just make themselves right with God and hopefully, like I say, I will get this DVD out so if people get a good opportunity to see what I've been looking at. And we'll understand why my concern is so high.
Well, I'm looking forward to that DVD and certainly get that finished as soon as you can.
Thank you, and God bless everybody.
God bless you, Mike. Good night. That's been Bob Fletcher. Hope you've enjoyed the program with Bob. And basically, of course, if you have not seen our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack or certainly heard our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, and this would certainly result in it, certainly not from enemy action, but from certainly solar action. And, of course, I will tell you that I've read Janet Napolitano's parting speech in August of this year, where she talks about the fact that not if, but when we have the cyber attack, it's coming. And she says this with all assuredness as she's leaving there in Washington, D.C. to get away. What does Janet Napolitano know? One of the remarks she made was, it's because of this, it's going to come, that she laid in this massive supply of food. And she comments that. We do know that for about 6 months, it was very difficult to get freeze-dried food because she was buying it all, and where is she storing it? Is she storing it in these underground facilities? Well, certainly go up on the Internet and check out Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, certainly Joel Skousen. There are others who have written about the underground facilities they're preparing for the elite. You're going to have to look out yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Your neighbors. The most important thing is you have a personal relationship with our Lord. And once again, you'll want to get the 4-CD set and the DVD, the threat of an EMP attack. Get one or both of them, duplicate them, get them out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We recommend the book, which we carry, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. Under any circumstances, we're living in dangerous times, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Bob's right or whether he's wrong, but I do know that the other side is making preparations for themselves, and so you're going to have to look after yourself and your neighbors and your friends. The most important thing you can do, certainly you'll want to have water supplies, and we offer the big Berkeys. Certainly, I'm sorry if you didn't get in on this wonderful, wonderful offering from for the free dry guy, but it's over and it ended as of Monday, and I said, I don't think you'll get that sort of a opportunity again, but start laying in a food supply. We hope you'll want to get medical health food, or I should say health products. And if you'd like a list of the products we carry, which really you need to have the supplements and vitamins and minerals and mercury and vitamin D3 and calcium and selenium and curcumin and prostate support and immune support and all of these things, allobiotic, which is, of course, a combination of things that will boost your immune system. Have a good supply on hand and hope and pray that